Tales of Aetherial, a Shoulder Knife production written by Joey Fajone. Chapter 1, The Shores of the Golden Sea.
Far, far from the world you know is a place of wonder and adventure. Here, magic laces the very air. Dragons rest on piles of stolen treasure. And graceful elves whisper mean things about you when your back is turned. This is the land of Aetherial, an ancient world rich with sprawling cities, dark dungeons, and vast forests. But it is all in terrible danger, for ruin lurks around the corner, known by few, forgotten by many. But I seem to have gotten ahead of myself. On the shores of the Golden Sea, in the east of Aetherial, there lived a young man named Jerry Berger. Jerry was a simple fellow. He possessed neither great strength nor unmatched wit. He had no notions of magic rings or sorcerer's wands, no glimpses into the future, no deadly secrets in his past. And most remarkable of all, both of his parents were still alive. Jerry lived by the sea and always had. Seasons came and went in Aetherial, but the burgers in the small village of Smutburg never changed. Until, on Jerry's 18th birthday, something would happen that would change the course of the burger legacy forever. Something strange and rare. Medium rare.
Jerry? Jerry!
I'm out here, Pa.
Dang it, Jerry. Everybody's waiting. What in tarnation are you doing out here, staring into the middle distance?
Just taking in the waves, Father. Imagining the great sailing ships that must be out there beyond my sight. Meriden merchants carrying gold and spices to foreign shores, or maybe shark fin pirates singing shanties to the very stars themselves.
18 years old today, and you are still just one stupid kid, aren't you?
If you say so.
Come on, your mud pie's getting cold, and there ain't nobody on this flat earth that enjoys a cold birthday mud pie.
Yes, Father.
Smutburg was known for its single export, luxury mud. People came from yards around to partake in the finest Smutburgian mud products. It was well known that once you settled there, you never left. Mostly because nowhere else wanted you. And that's the truth.
Ma, we're back.
Well, it's about gosh darn time. Where'd you find the boy this time?
Ugh, he was daydreaming by the sea again.
Boy, if daydreams were gold pieces, you'd have a hat full, and that's for sure.
Thank you, Mother.
Now, I've told you a million times. Ain't no good come from thinking about faraway places or anywhere that ain't right here. You understand?
I know.
What do we say?
That there ain't no use being stuck in the mud anywhere but Smutburg.
That's right. Now, come on and have some pie.
Do you think we could maybe, possibly, just this once, if it's all right...
You having a stroke, son?
Stand on your head. That's what Graham used to do, and all she lost was her ability to speak.
I'm not having a stroke. I was just thinking, maybe we have something else?
You sure you ain't having a stroke? My son loves mud pies.
I mean, sure, it's my birthday, and I thought...
What did you think?
Maybe we could try some fruit. Or some fish. Lots of fish out there, swimming around.
What in unholy ball sack is fruit?
Of all the ungrateful sons, I might just be cursed with the very worst.
I just wanted to try something new.
This is what gentle parenting leads to, Ma.
Darn straight. You go up to the roof and think about what you said.
You mean my room?
I mean the roof. Your room's too good for you. You go on and sit up there. Think about what you did.
All right, I'm going. I didn't mean anything by it.
What are we gonna do with that boy? First sitting by the ocean, staring into the middle distance, and now he doesn't want to eat mud?
Something'll pan out. He may be stupid, but he's still our son.
You're right. I just worry, that's all.
So what's fruit, anyway?
Nice going, Jerry. That's what you get for opening up to your parents. And of all the stupid things to say, everybody knows fruit isn't real. Is this all there is? Mud pies, oddly antagonistic parents, and never stepping foot beyond the bounds of Smutburg? Jeez, I sure hope not. Wait, what's that? A star? But getting bigger and bigger. I should make a wish. Oh, what to choose? Think, Jerry, think. Jeez, this is tough. Maybe mud. Ah, stupid Jerry, you already have that. I know. I wish on night's blazing seal that my parents were nice and the fruit was real. Wait, what's that?
This is happening! It's coming!
What? What the heck? Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man, Mom and Pa won't believe this. A falling star that can talk? It should be just here. Oh, man. A flaming crater and a man lying unconscious in the center. In... He's naked! I can see his thingy!
Jerry stared in wonder at the fallen stranger before him. The man was old, with long white hair and a beard that looked like it was hiding many secrets. He was also naked, and Jerry could see his... Well, you get it.
Gross. I wonder if he's dead. I should poke him and make sure. This should do the trick. And now we carefully...
Ow! My balls! Where am I? Who are you? What am I doing? Where are my pants?
I'm Jerry.
Jerry?
And this is Smutburg.
Smutburg? More like Slutburg?
Did you just high-five yourself?
The stars are all wrong. How long has it been? How long have I been away?
Away?
Shut up, you no-beard tape poker! I'm trying to think!
Could have just said so.
3,000. Can it be? 3,000 years? Shall the prophecy be fulfilled after all this time?
Hey, I don't mean to bother you, but... I just watched you fall from the sky.
In a manner of speaking?
In a manner of speaking? What's going on here?
Jerry, it's Jerry, isn't it?
Yes.
Jerry, I don't expect a simple lad like yourself to understand, but I have been sent back to Ethereal to fulfill a great task.
What is it?
I'll tell you if you'd shut up for a second.
Sorry.
3,000 years ago, a great evil threatened all of Ethereal. A dark sorcerer sought to cover the lands in eternal darkness and rule the remaining wasteland as a god.
Oh, I've heard of this one before. My ma used to tell it to me before bed when she wanted me to sleep bad.
No, Jerry. The stories are true. I know this because I was there.
You were there 3,000 years ago?
That's literally what I just said. You're kind of stupid, aren't you?
Look, you're obviously very old, but how am I supposed to...
The Dark Sorcerer was very powerful, but he was resisted by the Order of Wizards.
Wizards?
I, Hyacinth Bagshot, am one of these wizards.
A wizard? No way! You can do magic?
Of course. Watch this. Flecked stow!
Wow, you made my pants fall down.
Alas, I am the last of my kind. In our efforts to stop the sorcerer, the order was wiped out. Save for me.
I'm sorry.
In our last act, we conjured a powerful spell. A spell strong enough to seal away the Dark One deep beneath Ethereal. The cost was great. Magic comes at a vague price. And I was banished to sleep in a place between worlds. Until such a time as I was needed again. Until the Chosen One of Prophecy should need my aid.
Prophecy?
Jeez, I might as well just get all of this exposition out of the way here. Look, just watch this.
Whoa, freaky little floating ball. It's so pretty.
No touching. Just gaze into the orb and behold the past. Lady Skyrender, the others have fallen. The sorcerer approaches.
The spell is not yet complete. I need more time.
A luxury we do not have.
Fools! Your army is scattered, your order is broken. Why persist?
Hyacinth, hold him off!
Yes, my lady! I will stay, you villain, for I am of the... Oh!
Pitiful. It's over, Skyrender. You have failed.
You are wrong!
What's that?
I have had a vision. Your downfall is certain.
I stand on a field of victory. Your vision is flawed.
With spells and curses, you shall reign, bringing forth sorrow, fear, and pain. But lo, a hero, brave and bold, shall rise with tales of old retold.
What are you doing?
Not sword, nor staff, nor magic snare shall break the grip of the sorcerer's stare. But a humble burger, juicy and fair, shall end his reign with flavor rare.
Stop that!
So heed this prophecy. Make no mistake. By the hand of a burger shall the sorcerer break.
That doesn't make any sense.
My lady, the spell!
With these words, I banish you to the chains of the earth. May you not see the sun for many an age.
Blood magic! Fool! You will not survive.
No, no, I shall not. But perhaps neither shall you. Bippity. Boppity.
No. Fear my name once again. They shall fear Carl.
So, what do you think?
The sorcerer's name is Carl?
Are you serious right now?
It was just such a big lead-up. I don't know what I expected.
Why did I even bother? I clearly have more important things to do. If Ethereal has brought me back, then Carl may soon return. I must find the Chosen One before it's too late.
How do you think you'll find them?
Oh, quick question, Jerry. I've only been back for 5 minutes, so obviously I have all the answers.
That's great.
That was sarcasm, Jerry. I have no idea how I'm supposed to find a burger that can defeat an all-powerful sorcerer. Perhaps a taco or a pasta bolognese, but a burger? Oh, forget it. I must be missing something. Lady Skyrider never spoke a word in vain. What does it all mean?
Huh. It's kind of funny.
What on flat ethereal is funny about this?
It's just, you fell from the sky practically into my backyard, and
I'm a burger.
What did you say?
Well, it's like a joke. I'm Jerry. Jerry Burger. But not like the food, like me. Burger with an E.
Burger with an E.
I guess it's not as funny as I thought. What? I guess it is funny.
No, Jerry! Jerry, don't you understand? Don't you have any sense at all?
I'm told I have 5 senses.
It's you, Jerry. You are the burger with flavor rare.
I don't know.
Jerry, you are the one I'm looking for. I can't believe the gods dropped me into your very backyard. You are the hero prophesied by the great Lady Skyrender 3,000 years ago, and you are the one destined to defeat Carl and save us all.
Oh. Oh, gee, well, if all this is true, I guess I only have one question.
Ask it, Jerry. Ask it, and I shall bestow the combined knowledge of 1,000 generations of wizards upon you.
What the heck is fruit?
You've been listening to Tales of Ethereal, a Shoulder Knife production, starring Andrew Fajone as Jerry Burger, Joey Fajone as Hyacinth the Wizard, Conrad Bear as the narrator, Michael J. Santos as Pa Burger, Chloe Fisher as Ma Burger, Sarah DePasquale as Lady Skyrender, and Michael Kurowski as Carl the Sorcerer. If you enjoyed this chapter of Tales of Ethereal, you may enjoy our sci-fi improv show, Live from Zarloff. New episodes released bi-weekly. If you'd like to support our fantastical capers, follow Shoulder Knife on social media, check out our Patreon, and tell your friends. Until next time, brave adventurers.